You're such a bastard. We're starting. Everybody, welcome to Stag Show. This is Bob.
Hey, everybody. This is Miles.
Oh, my God. This is the most annoying thing you've done in a long time.
That's right.
Oh, my God. That is horrible. It is worse than that. Who was that lady? Throw Mama from the train.
Oh, yeah.
Whoever that lady was, thank God she died so we didn't have to have more movies with her in it. She was in the Goonies, but... Ann Ramsey, thank you very much.
Ann Ramsey, yes.
Yes. That's just, like, worse than that. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, that's horrible. Long time ago, I worked at the video store. You know, Throw Mama for the Train came out in the late 80s, I think 87 or so.
Yeah.
And I worked at the video store, and they had a stand-up of Mama.
No.
And you would push a button and she would say a few of the lines from the movie. Owen, you know.
Yeah.
And I didn't get the stand up, but I got the voice box.
Right.
And it was like a little, this is how great technology is today compared to back then. Like today you just it would be like a little chip tiny thing, you know. Back then it was a whole big box with like a little record in it.
Wow.
That you wound, like, had a battery, and so then you push the button, it would play this little tiny record. Oh, my gosh. It was just crazy.
After the promotion, Bob took the stand-up home with him, and we
did
horrible things to it. Horrible.
Yeah, horrible. Let me just say, where the hole with the button was never the same.
Yeah, I'm thinking the button was taken out.
No, I remember that was so weird. I remember I played it for a while and I got so annoyed by it, I took it apart just to see how it worked. So
Yeah.
Owen. Oh, my God. And to think, I think Danny DeVito was in that, right?
Yeah.
And was Billy Crystal in that as well?
Yeah.
And Billy Crystal is still annoying people with Parental Guidance to this day. He's in that movie, Parental Guidance. With Bette Midler, yeah. It is the RV of...
RV was funny.
Oh, my God.
It was good. It was good.
I was waiting for your rebuttal of RV there.
That's right.
Oh, God. It's piercing. That is just... If that doesn't get you more votes for the most annoying, I don't know what will.
Yeah, you're right.
Because that's pretty fucking annoying. I'll tell you that right now. I think you go into a bar and you do that for, I don't know, 15 minutes.
Yeah.
You'll leave with a pool cue up your butt.
You go.
That's just horrible. Oh, my God.
Actually, I think there's a guy that comes into our store, I think, and talks like that.
Really? Oh, my God. So I wonder he's not like an aborted fetus or something.
Yeah, he looks just the way it sounds, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Kind of pruny or what?
Yeah.
Pruny and wrinkly?
Pruny and wrinkly.
Oh, nice. You got Stack on the line again. I think you got a shit phone. Is that a Radio Shack phone?
No, I don't hear any static.
Oh, really? Okay. You and your Radio Shack phones.
No, I don't know what you're talking about.
Okay. Well, it's not as bad as it was before, so.
I don't hear it.
Oh, no.
That's right. Let me play with it a little. Now I'll use the phone.
I believe that your telephone line is rejecting that voice.
Yank?
Yeah, it could be. Oh, my God. That's just horrible.
Your mama ain't rejecting it.
You're like a 70s one-off character actor. who'd be on Love Boat, you know, like Jay Johnson Jr. Well, you can call me Ray.
You can call me Jay.
The guy did the same goddamn bit every show he was on. He's like, Captain Sneal. Well, you can call me Ray. On Love Boat. Well, you can call me Ray. You can call me. Fantasy Island. What's your fantasy? You can call me Ray. You can call me. Same. But she doesn't have to call me Junior or whatever.
Thompson, Junior Thompson.
Yeah, that guy, like one bit, and he was on, like one out of 12. You can call me Ray. It's like they just wound him up and set him in the scene, and he did his bit.
Yeah.
Oh, my God, that guy was annoying.
Yeah.
That's like a vaudeville bit or something, I'm sure. He just ripped it off of vaudeville or something. It's like...
He got some action off it.
He got a lot of mileage out of that thing.
He did, man. That's a good bit.
That's funny. That's the Johnson Jr. guy. That's too funny. Oh, my God.
It's in your head now, isn't it?
The things people laugh at, I will tell you, that is the, you know, that was the reality TV of the 70s, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah. The shit, you know what I mean? Oh. I don't know where to go from there, to be honest with you. So,
well, there you go. That's the show. That's good the night, show. God bless.
Well, now you let's go. You've got a birthday happening sometime.
Yeah, right.
Oh, jeez.
It's my birthday week. Yeah, it's my birthday week.
That's right.
That's my birthday. My birthday.
So, I hear you're going to be 54?
Yeah, okay, 54, sure.
You're going to be 45 already. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
I remember when you were just a wee lad.
Yeah.
So, what do you think? I mean, any kind of, anything happening? Are you getting a sports car, or...
I'm getting some right now.
Are you going to go to the Bunny Ranch? Or...
Oh, man, I'm going to lose my voice to it.
Yeah, I hope so. I hope you lose your voice, you prick.
I'm going to need a freaking drink after that.
I hope you blow your vocal cords.
I know, I'm going to hurt myself now. I'm going to hurt myself.
We'll call you, what was that guy's name? Blow out his vocal cords.
I don't know. So... Something happens sometimes around your birthday, and your driver's license expires.
Oh, you had to get a new driver? You had to get new... Now, do they make you take the test, or...?
No. It's all money.
Oh, it's all... So you can just go and get another driver? You don't have to do anything? You don't have to do the written test or anything?
Yeah. No.
When I moved back to Illinois, I had to do the written test.
Yeah, no, it was just a vision.
I was in the Missouri, you know, for a number of years there, and then I moved back to Illinois, and I had to do the written test.
How'd you do?
I think I aced it.
Yeah.
I didn't even study.
Really?
You can call me Ray.
I guess. You're badass.
Yeah. I know I passed it because I got my license, but I think I did very well, yes.
Right.
Yeah, well, it's not hard. I mean, you just go against your instincts and all the questions because yellow light, stop, instead of just run through it. And
right.
Everything's not right turn on red necessarily.
Yeah.
You know, even though you do it. And then
it's all trickery.
It's all trickery, exactly. It's all a bunch of trickery.
It's all trickery.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, so you went to get your driver's license, and how'd that go?
So you know, I have Saturdays off, and so they open up at 8. I thought,
thank God.
I get there about 7:55, you know.
Yeah.
And I get there, and there's, you know, a few people there, but they're, like, in their car. It's a little bit chilly out.
Yeah.
And no one's standing there, so I thought, okay, well, I'll just hang out in my car, too. And,
yeah. God forbid you take any initiative on anything, but, yeah, I'm surprised you made it at 7:55.
So. I'm sorry I did not take... What?
I'm surprised you made it there at 7:55.
Yeah, well, no, I was on it.
You were scanning for the local Hardee's or whatever to take a dump.
No, it wasn't that, no. But, no, so as it gets closer, like people start all of a sudden like start jumping out of their cars to get up there.
Like, they're running for the door.
Bitch. Yeah. I'm like, son of a bitch.
You're like, I can't cover that kind of ground that fast.
It's like three or two dudes in a
they're like
dudes
a, hey, hey. Buck buck like, number one.
It's like two dudes and a woman, you know, they all get up there before I got wait for me. You better open that door.
You better wait for me.
Here I come. Yeah. And so, you get in, you got to take a number, you have to sit down.
Right, yeah, they all got to make, they're making coffee in the back, they're waiting around.
Oh, yeah, they're in no hurry. They're there for the next 5 hours, so they're like, no hurry.
Back by the big bun industrial coffee machine, waiting for it to spit out some good Java juice there.
Oh, yeah, yeah. There's no rush. There's no rush.
Yeah.
Right. So the guy who, you know, just really wanted to be first takes the longest.
Oh, well, that's why I want to be first.
And, you know, he's up there and the lady's, he's got some paperwork and the lady, you know, is, you know, futzing around with it. And this goes on for like 20 minutes.
I've lost my license. I have no birth certificate or proof of identification.
Yeah, you're close. We have, like, latke. I don't know where this guy's from.
Thank you very, very much.
But after 20 minutes, she decides that he's not eligible for a license.
Sir?
Uh-huh.
It says clearly right here you're not ready for, like, 2 more weeks to do this.
What?
What?
Good. Okay.
What are you talking about?
Good.
Thank you very much.
Thank you for that.
You know, I'm like,
I want to go kill myself now.
She's like, sir, it looks like this is the second time you've tried to do this. Oh, is it?
Oh, I'm so confused.
Oh, I don't know what I'm... Are you lying?
This wasn't your neighbor with that sweet truck, was it?
No. I don't know what this guy was. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know. I'm trying to be nice here, okay? I'm trying to be a little PC, be nice.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, 20 minutes, I swear to God, this guy holds me up for 20 minutes. You know, once he's gone, like everyone else, you know, within about 90 seconds is done. You know, like, boom, boom, you know, right?
Everybody's talking at me.
yeah, I know. So,
I can't hear what they're saying.
So, I'm waiting. There's, like, some lady, like, two, you know, people down from me. She's playing some game on her phone. So, you know, it's like...
Bloop, 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 bloop. Oh, she's got the sound on?
Well, it was kind of turned down, but you still could hear her.
Oh,
whatever man. She was doing, you know, it seemed very rhythmic. You know,
it was that iVibe. She had the wireless Bluetooth vibrator in, and she was playing a game.
Oh my God! I'm like, please stop, please. Already enough.
Is that right. Donkey Kong, lady? Are you playing Donkey Kong? Dun, 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 dun.
And then, so she's to my right. To my left is like some, you know, kind of big old fat dad like me with his son. You know, his son looks about 14. You know,
he's getting his learner's permits.
And like, yeah, so I hear that, you know, the dad's like, just like breaking down everything to the kid. But he's whispering, but you can still hear it like, okay, we're at a driver's license station, okay? And this is where you get your license.
Okay, Dad, I understand.
You see the fat gentleman down there with the glasses?
That's right.
Okay. It's probably his birthday.
And the baseball cap, probably.
Yeah, yes, I was. Yeah.
You don't go anywhere without a goddamn baseball hat on.
I'm losing my hair, man.
It's not that bad. It's not like you got...
Well, I am. I mean...
It's not like you got the Friar Tuck going on or anything like that.
Well, I'm getting there. I'm getting there.
Well, I know, but you've been wearing this hat for like 10 years, so...
Well, I like it. It makes you look sexy.
It makes you look what?
Sexy.
I don't think so.
My hair looks sexy with his hat.
Oh, my God. That's annoying.
And, over explaining everything to this kid. I'm like, you know, there's a lady over there.
Is he a special kid?
No, I don't know. He's like, I think the kid gets it, Dad. You know, don't, you know.
Yeah. Don't wreck the car. I get it. I'm doing a driver's test. I get it.
So
So I finally get up there. Thank God, I was like fourth in line.
They're like, number 51, the sexy guy with the hat.
Yeah, it's me.
The guy. Oh, you took the hat off. Not so sexy anymore. Sorry.
Hey, put the hat back on. Yes.
Let's put the hat. Much more sexy.
Ooh, I know. Yeah. I wanted to wear it during the picture. Yeah, but they're like, well, no, take off your pants. No, they're like, take
I
off
feel
your glasses.
So used.
Take off your glasses.
Come on, baby, walk with me. I got the picture.
You'll make you horny.
That's right. Take off. Like, just unbutton your shirt a little bit. Okay, button it back up. Yeah, my God, you've got nipples like a Russian woman.
You've got moobs.
You've got noobs.
And, but no, I wear like my special Bears jersey. Yeah. And I realize they're only getting you like from the double chin up. You know? So none of my jerseys going to be in this picture. So it's all be double chin at the bottom.
Wait, we gotta zoom out because there's another chin.
He's got an airbag right there.
Oh my God, this guy's head's so large. We gotta zoom all the way out.
He's got more chin than a Chinese laundromat here.
He's like all head. He's like a Mardi Gras parade.
Peter Griffin's up here.
Are you some relation to Ted Kennedy? For Christ's sake!
Are you
literally Jerry Lewis's kid? Because your head is enormous.
Hey, lady.
You've got like a parade float head going on there.
Yeah.
Somehow you're both fat and small because of that enormous noggin you've got going on.
It's ginormous.
You got the Barney Rubble head going on there.
Yeah. So in and out.
Take my picture.
I'm in and out, man. Like 90 seconds, I'm out.
Oh, after you waited 20 minutes, but yeah.
Yeah, for, you know, latke to get, you know, thrown out of there. Oh, no. I did not know. I did not
come back. That's right. There's only like, how many license places do you have in town where you're just going to each one every day or something?
I don't know. I don't know what this guy's scam was. I don't know what he was up to, but apparently he's been trying this, whatever he's trying to do.
So did you get your license like right then? I mean, they have
a new thing where you get it on paper first, and like, well, then we're going to mail it to you. You're going to have it like 3 weeks.
What? I got mine right then.
No, it's a new thing in Iowa now. You don't get it right away anymore.
Why?
I don't know.
I remember when I came to Missouri, they did the paper, and then you get the plastic. And I got a ticket, and the guy took my paper license.
Give me it.
So then I got my plastic one, and I'm like, why should I bother paying this thing? I got a plastic license.
Yeah, me here, now you should.
No, I had a helpful law student help me get out of that one, so. I did. Do you remember my wife's friend Lori? Remember Lori? She was over at the apartment.
Yeah, smoking booty. Is that her?
Yeah, I think. You really liked her. And she had a friend who was a law student who was just about done, and they got me out of my ticket. So.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, thank God. Oh my God. I think I ran a stop sign or something.
He did not do it.
Well, no, they make you pay more money and.
retarded client would like Superman.
I thought that it just meant slow down. I didn't realize you had to stop all the way. It seems kind of wasteful of fuel and so forth. I hate to put an ecological angle on you, but
let him go.
There you go. It's retarded. There's a new SNL skit for you, retarded lawyer. You know, he talks like a total, I have to do the habeas corpus here, and let me review my files. In the Roe versus Wade, you'll notice the decision was for So, like, he says that he talks like he's retarded, but he says everything correctly.
Objection, Your Honor. This is just out of order. This is questioning. It's just out of line with what we're trying to accomplish.
It's retarded. He sounds retarded, but he's really smart. That's he fools him. He's got like cross eyes and everything.
Yeah.
My client. I want to tell you right now, Tito, I could get fucking Manson off. I'm right here. I could get fucking Manson off. And Scott Free, he'd be walking the streets if I was a lawyer.
Sorry. Anyway.
Nice. That's nice.
That's nice, isn't it?
Hinckley on the streets. Hinckley. Mark David Chapman, he'd be at your hotel.
Oh, nice.
Oh, my goodness.
Jeffrey Dahmer would be your server at Applebee's if I was his lawyer.
Oh, God. My server at Applebee's.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, nice.
They love that caveman lawyer when Phil Hartman was alive, so why wouldn't they love retarded lawyers?
That was, that was funny.
They love those because it's an easy set, you know?
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Nice.
I forgot what you were saying.
That was it. I'm done now.
So you done? So you got a good picture?
No, I'm like, who the hell is this old man in this picture, man?
Who's not wearing a hat?
I don't know. I mean, the hat makes you look 10 years younger, at least.
The hat.
It's all in the hat.
Sir, could you take off your large foam cowboy hat?
Okay.
I'm trying to make myself look thinner. I got one of those giant stadium cowboy hats made of foam.
Oh, I like that idea. I like that idea.
Well, hello, ladies.
Hello!
They call me the Foam Cowboy. I'm your spokesman for the Forever Sponge? What was that sponge on Seinfeld, anyway?
Oh, yeah, the...
Anyway.
I don't think it was the Forever Sponge.
I believe the Postal Service will be coming out with that one.
Yeah, I don't think they have a Forever Sponge. I change that sooner or later.
It biodegrades, don't worry.
Yeah. Hey, what's this cottage cheese on my thing here?
That's right. That's the handy extraction tool. Today.
Or as my dad likes to say, my whatchamacallit.
It's the Today Sponge. That's what it was called, the Today
Sponge. Yeah. That's
his whatchamacallit. Why would you? In what realm is your dad talking about his penis with you?
I don't know. I'm just
honey, you want a little whatchamacallit tonight? You know what I mean?
No, it's okay. My thing with Bob, it's doing right.
The whatchamacallit needs a little attention.
I don't think so.
Is that what your dad says? Holy moly, you about hit me in the whatchamacallit with that pipe wrench.
That's right. The whatchamacallit, yeah.
Well, you sit down, for Christ's sake. I'm looking right at your whatchamacallit.
Hey, didn't you look up your follow-up shorts?
I will say that I did not look up them. The problem was everything was coming out of them.
Well, you shouldn't be staring now, man. Like, man.
Well, you ooh. when things look a little awry, you're like, you know, it's like one of those I Spy games. You're like, is that what I think it is?
Sorry, sir. Would that be your whatchamacallit peeking out of your shorts there, sir?
Whatchamacallit right there.
Bob, is that what you call this? Your whatchamacallit? Is that what you like to call it?
I'm like, hey, it's a little breezy around these parts today, isn't it?
Yeah. Oh, my. Oh, my, Bob. Oh, my.
Remember that guy who always did that on the, like, on the old TV? He was always like this, the gay guy. He'd go, that's all he did. He would always play like a hotel clerk or something, and then the non-married couple would come to the counter and they'd go, you know, want a room. He'd go, I don't know why I'm thinking of, I don't even know what that guy's
Wasn't
name
there a
was.
Guy that kind of like would make the do like this? I can't do it now. You kind of open your mouth. You kind of slap your mouth with your hand or something. Like you make that little.
Oh, like he. I can't do it either. My whatchamacallit got in the way.
See how funny he is? You call it the whatchamacallit?
That guy was so weird. You know, there, I think that there was more gay people in like 50s television than there is today. I mean, come on.
And no one knew.
And no one, well, they knew, but nobody, they just thought it was funny. That was funny. Now, you know, you can't be too funny about it, so. like Professor Smith.
William. William.
That's right. You cantankerous.
Oil can on wheels.
William, what you call it?
Jonathan Harris. Yes. Yeah, him and the woo guy were both right out there. Paul Lane.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. All precursors to your favorite Jim J. Bullock.
So, yeah. Yep.
The guy you have some amount of lust for, I think.
Apparently, yeah.
I do believe he likes guys in hats. So.
Really?
Baseball hats mostly.
Maybe you think you're my watching my guy.
I'll give it a tug, Mr. Rush. So yeah, but what happened? Where's the character people who make noises like that? That's Ted Knight, right?
Right.
He makes noises. The ooh yeah. guy.
Yeah.
You know. Foster Brooks. Yeah. You know.
Oh, yeah.
I guess they're on The Simpsons because you got, who's the drunk guy on The Simpsons? Hey, Homer.
Barney.
Barney, yeah. You got Barney. He makes noises. Hey, Homer. You know, so. But there's not a lot of good character actors out there that have, like, the little gimmick.
You're right.
It's kind of gone by the wayside there.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, well.
Yeah.
You're going to be okay?
Yeah, no, that's funny. Yeah, I strained my voice doing this voice, and I hurt myself.
You're not a pro.
No, I know. I didn't warm up. I just kind of jumped into it.
You just jumped right. You just started. You started off when I called you, and you haven't stopped until now that you've hurt your voice.
No, I'm stopping. I'm stopping now. I really
evidently
my
you
voice.
You strained your whatchamacallit, and therefore. Let me get the truss.
Oh my god!
I gotta brace this sucker up. My whatchamacallit's all out of whack. Your dad doesn't go around saying, "Look at the whatchamacallit on that guy." I can see your pop saying that. That's too funny.
A pops.
Your pops.
Hey, there's a guy over there. Around his
whatchamacallit. That's right, he's got his whatchamacallit hanging out his shorts. Who is that?
His favorite way to describe women.
Yeah.
No bra.
No bra. You know, I don't see a lot of no bras these days.
No, you don't. You know.
That was kind of a bit of a fad back.
And when you do, you really don't want It's really someone that you'd rather not.
I can't tell if that's a no bra or whatchamacallit.
Oh, my Nana, put it on, please. Oh, my gosh.
You don't. Yeah, you just don't see a lot of no bras these days. It's.
I don't think I want to see you.
I go back to the braless days of the late 70s into the 80s there, yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I know what you mean. Yeah.
I don't know why people don't like tube tops. Let's just be honest.
Yeah, hell, bring them back.
Man. Or halter tops or any of that kind of stuff.
Yep.
They don't know what they're missing.
Hey, hell yeah. Yeah.
Yeah, maybe yes, maybe no.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm getting high for my birthday, man.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah,
we'll get you going here. Oh my gosh. So, what do you want for your birthday this year, there, Miles?
I don't want to say. I love to hang people upside down.
Yes.
I don't know.
You don't, are you not going to get anything or what?
I don't know. No, I don't know. I don't know what I want.
I want a big steak dinner.
Okay.
Cook your own steak.
Yeah, I want some center cut. You know what I'm saying?
I'm going to send you back your Wayne Newton card. That's happy birthday.
No, come on.
No, you cheapskate. Dollar? Did you actually even pay a dollar for that?
I had bought like a bastard collection of cards one day.
Uh-huh.
And there was like 20 cards that has like, you know, solid gold country western singers.
Yeah, I got one.
There's like Tammy Wynette, you know, and you know.
Dolly Parton, was she in there?
Sadly, no. Her card was not in there, but one of them was Wayne Newton. I did send you a Wayne
Newton. I got Wayne Newton. Yeah, look on Facebook for a picture of my Wayne Newton solid gold country card. In a protective sheet, I might add.
Yeah.
With a dollar marked on the back.
Well, that was just something that was a protective thing I put on there.
Oh, you mean it didn't come that way? You put it in there.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I thought maybe you were at a garage sale and you're like, I'll give you a quarter for this thing.
No, you wouldn't see Wayne Newton merchandise. You ever seen Wayne Newton merchandise at a garage sale? Never. No, you don't. I challenge you.
All right. Well, I have to wait. We're out of garage sale season, so. Yeah. When it warms up, I will try to find a piece of Wayne Newton merchandise.
I challenge you. I challenge you.
I'll throw down the gauntlet.
I challenge you.
You will not challenge me. I will challenge you.
I will challenge you.
Nice. All right, well, I'll try to find something.
All right.
Well, it was the thought that counts, I suppose, so it was very nice. So.
Thank you. I'm just saying thank you. You know,
not quite as good as my Wally, you know, thing, but that's okay.
You're wagging my guy.
I don't remember voicing my affinity for Wayne Newton, but maybe I did at some point. I don't know.
He sings Donker Shane. I thought it'd be funny, you know, just say thank you. You know, I was alluding to this last week. You're like, oh, okay, whatever.
Oh, what was last week?
Last week's show, remember, I was like, hey, I'm sending you a gift.
Oh, right, saying, you said thank you. Shane, yeah.
Or Donker Shane. You're like, whatever. Whatever.
Well, I appreciate it. That was, I got it in the mail, and I'm like, kids, don't touch it.
Don't.
Who knows what it could be? It may be, you know, Tanya Harding centerfold or something.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah. One of the few pieces of mail I've ever received from you was like a backwater mimeograph of Tanya Harding's sex video.
Oh, yeah, I did say. I used to mail porn. Yeah, I used to mail you porn.
Yeah, I used to mail you porn. And
is that illegal? I don't know.
Well, across state lines.
That could have been illegal. I don't know.
Well, you thought that she looked skanky in full color.
Oh, wait, man.
Wait till she gets about like 16th generation photocopy.
Yeah.
It's like everybody kept photocopying this damn thing, and it's just like, it's like blobs.
She's nasty, Peter.
I was like, what the? Well, there you go. There's Galooly. I guess that's Galooly, right? There's whatchamacallit.
Yep, Galooly's whatchamacallit. Giggity, 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 giggity.
Oh my goodness. All right, well, if people want to
you might watch him on guy.
Yeah.
Static Radio, and you can...
staticradio.com. Get on Facebook, Miles_Title on Twitter.
Yeah.
And you can leave pictures of you watching McCall for Miles.
No, that's okay. That's one thing I'm really nipping the bud right now.
Nipping in the bud.
Yeah. We're going to nip it in the bud. Andy. Yeah, no, that's okay. I'll keep my clothes on. You keep yours on, too. Okay.
Well, if we're going to be nipping buds, I got to get my whatchamacallit out.
Yeah, that's just an agreement we're going to have right now between me and the fan base right now. Right now. We all agree. We pinky swear right now. It's not going to happen, man.
I hope not, for your sake.